کلام فضلہ شیخ اول رومی وقت تبریز زمانہ از شاہ کی مولکت صاحب کلام which is حضرت درد دل. This is حضرت کلام, he is not just and poet, کلام is درد دل. انشاءاللہ give us توفیق to read and to make عمل and whoever listen انشاءاللہ we all. The title of نظم جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی, جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی وہی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. Before that انشاءاللہ فبرکت we read few اشعار of نعت شریف. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ درشی پر اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ, یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ بلا جان کیا جام و مینا عالم, بلا جان کیا جام و مینا عالم, تیرا کیف ہے خوش خرام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 مدینہ, بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی, ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, دوستو درد دل کی دولت کو دل میں پاتے ہے صرف ربانی, حامل درد اہل نسبت کو خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی, پائے گا کیسے ذل رحمانی. شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی, پائے گا کیسے ذل رحمانی. فست کرتا ہے دور منزل سے پیر تیرا ہو گرچہ لاسانی, پیر تیرا ہو گرچہ لاسانی. جس پہ ہوتا شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی, پائے گا کیسے ذل رحمانی. فسق کرتا ہے دور منزل پیر میرا ہے گرچہ لاسانی، پیر تیرا ہو گرچہ لاسانی، جس پہ ہوتا اور فیض مرشد کی یہ کرامت ہے، کوئی رومی ہے کوئی خاقانی، فیض مرشد ہی کی کرامت ہے، کوئی رومی ہے کوئی خاقانی، مست رکھتی ہے سارے عالم سے دل میں لذت درد پنہانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی، کیا حلاوت ہے اس کے جینے میں، جس کو ملتا ہے جامع عرفانی، کیا حلاوت ہے اس کے جینے میں، جس کو ملتا ہے جامع عرفانی، میر میرے دل شکستہ میں جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی، جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی، جس سے ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا، کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی، رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا، کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی، رشک کرتے اہل ساحل بھی دیکھ کر موج دل کی طغیانی، دیکھ کر موج دل کی طغیانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، آخری شعر ہے، صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے، صحبت دا کمپنی آف شیخ، صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا، اما بعد، فرینڈز، فرسٹ وی شوڈ ریسائٹ درود شریف، اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم، because wallahi we owe everything to سیدنا نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. So to say, Allah said, if it wasn't for you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I wouldn't have created the heavens and the earth. So whatever it is, we owe everything to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In line with that, we end the Mubarak month of Rabiul Awwal, the month in which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born,
the month in which the greatest tragedy ever befell this world, the demise of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the month in which the safar of Hijrat was complete. So in line with that, Hazrat Hafzab Madizullah Ali has rendered a few ash'ar of Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, a great ardent lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which reminds us our responsibility towards Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also said, for us in the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best way of life to follow. So the first few couplets of a long poem says, Ya subhi madina, ya shami madina, mubarak tujhe ye qiyam madina. These are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the lovers of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they, everything that is connected to Madina Sharif and to the king of Madina Sharif, to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything seems so beloved, everything's just, it has a different condition, they look at it in a different way. One time in the presence of Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, as we have learnt here from our Hazrat Wala, somebody mentioned some cities of the world, big cities, which normally we nowadays become billboards and write on our t-shirts and we speak everything against them, but we become advertising billboards for them. So they took the names of these cities. Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi said, O kis gao ka naam hai? Which is, that is the name of which village? And here in this ashar we can see how Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, Madina, 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 Madina. That really the city of just taking the name of Madina. Bada lutf deta hai naam Madina. Just the word, just the name of the city brings such joy, such contentment, such peace, such tranquility to the heart. Bhala jaane kya jaam o meena e alam, tera kaif e khushkhiram e Madina. That all the people of the world who may be pursuing different fields and progressing in different ways, what do they know? Really, what is your condition? What is your position? Oh, the dweller of Madina Sharif. You are staying in such a place from where the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spread throughout the corners of the world. You are staying in a place where the Mubarak footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had fallen. You are staying in a place where Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala majma'in once walked. You are staying in the place so near is Quba, so near is Uhud. In one couplet, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says that the shuhada of Uhud, they really teach us the lessons of loyalty. That we may be claiming to love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm speaking about myself. I claim to love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how far am I from his lifestyle? As Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatum told us, that one time Hazrat Wala Sayyid Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi was in our country. And he was departing. So en route, a friend of his said that Hazrat stopped in those times. There were no like highways and byways like how we had now. You will be going, you will be departing. My house is on the way to the airport, very nearby. Please come in for some breakfast. We'll have some tea, and then after that, the airport is near, we'll go. Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi said to him that I won't come to your house. We were very informal. So he said, why? He said, you're calling me for barakat. He said, yes, of course. Any guest, mehman themselves, whatever, as long as it's a mehman, and then a pious person comes with his own barakat. Hazrat said, bring deen into your life. Bring sunnah into your life. Barakat will come on its own. And as Hazrat Allah teaches us, that every person is elected for a lifelong term. You are the president of your country. In this body of ours, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, you've got the different provinces, the province of the eyes, the province of the ears, the province of the hands, the province of the tongue, the province of the limbs. And you are elected, there will be no elections, you won't be unseated, there won't be a coup, there won't be a military coup, there won't be elections that you'll be defeated. You are the president for life. Bring deen into all these provinces, into your eyes, into your ears, into your limbs and everything, and then see the barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send. Then the poem that Hazrat Hafsah has chosen, so after every poem of our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Arif Billah Rumiya Zamana, Tabriya Zadora, Hazrat Arif Billah, Alan Muhammad Hakim, Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, every poem is filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every poem brings us closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the poets, they don't follow them. Alam tarannum fi kulli wadi yahimun. Don't you see that they wander in every alley, every valley? Wa annum yaquluna ma la yabdi, they say and mention so many things which they don't do. I make promises, always praising the kings, always looking at the pockets and the purses of others. Don't follow. And yet Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to his poet, Hazrat Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, that Hassan, ascend the minbar. The minbar of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go higher. And then he reads 100 couplets in the praises of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we see from this that the object of this ashar is not just pastime, it's not just routine. That there will be a jalsa, there will be a nikah, we'll read a qiraat, we'll read a nizam, and then there'll be a talk, or we'll read have a qiraat, and then we'll have a nizam, and then we'll have the nikah, whatever the case may. It's not routine. The object of these words and this couplet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with understanding, is really to bring a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then all those, what I call today, nazams and qasidas and ashan and ashid, with all those human beatboxes and all those background sounds and all those computer effects, how is that going to bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The object of his ashar is to really open up the mind, open up the heart, try and understand and see what the poet like Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he is saying, so that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come into our heart. And that is the object of this Islahi Jalsa as well. And all these programs, and that is the object of all the Ahlullah. Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, towards the end of his life, in a wheelchair, paralyzed, but traveled from city to city, country to country, traveled worldwide, just to spread the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the object of all these ashar and all these programs. Allah bless me with understanding, first of all. So, that Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, ki jis pe hota hai fadl rahmani, tark karta hai kare shaitani. That person on who the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that comes upon the, automatically that person will now leave out kare shaitani, the works of shaitan. Things that will lead a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why now he is Rabbani? After Asr Salah, Hazrat Wala and Mala Musa Sahib, Damat Barakatum, spoke on the same thing. That become Rabbani. Become, and as Hazrat Wala explains to us, really we always come here just to learn, and there's always, I haven't even taken the first step really in this field. Always something to learn. That a person from Pakistan, Pakistani. A person from Hind, Hindi. A person from Africa, Afriqi. A person from Arab, Arabi. Like that, Rab, our Rab. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, children have a fight. The one tell the other, I'll call my Abba. So here you say, I'll call my Rabba. And a person will get rubbed, connected to Rab, he'll be Rabbani. So that person who will come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make Allah his object, and really instill the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, he will leave out all those works which are shaitani. Same thing, Rabbani, as we said, shaitani, anything which is linked to shaitan. Shaitan, when he, really at that time, when he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ بِمَنْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْهِمْ, that I will come to them from all sides, from the right, from the left, from the front, from the, I will lead them astray. He took this from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl, Allah's karam, Allah's grace, said, I will come from the top and bottom, and my forgiveness, person will come to me walking, I'll come to him running. He'll come to me running, I'll come to him flying. Ya ibadiyya alladhina asrafu, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This does not give me a license that I should disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come upon a person, automatically he will leave out every action which is linked to shaitan. Kare shaitanim. Dosto, dard dil ki daulat ko dil mein paate hai sirf Rabbani. Oh my friends, Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayhi is saying, what love is saying, dosto, addressing us, saying, oh my friends, dard dil ki daulat ko, the wealth of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which comes in the heart, only that person will find who is Rabbani. That person who links himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that I haven't created man and jinn what the object and what the purpose that they should worship me. They should recognize me. That person will make this his object and try and come to closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person is Rabbani. That person will find this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come into the heart. And when that comes into the heart, automatically the sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that alamat, are there any signs that this has come into the heart? And then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the sign that the person will become disinclined from the pleasures of this world. He will become inclined towards the akhirat. He will prepare for maut long before its coming. And the fourth point will use me right now. But anyway, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these four points. So automatically, when this comes into the heart, then a person will leave. He will leave out everything that takes a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, if it wasn't for our Surah Al-Adham, then we also World Cup, Cricket World Cup, then it was Cricket World Cup, then it was Soccer World Cup, then it was this and then it was that, and all the time, and the stress and who is playing, where they playing, what they doing, we stressing here, we fighting with one another, my team is better, we running this and making decision. And this is what we'll get in the company of the Ahlullah. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that stay in their company. Hatta Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi said, Hatta takunu mislam. And all this we learn here. Stay with them until you become like them. And really in trying to become like them, there will be no effort involved. You go to a wedding, everybody is happy. You also laughing, you also joyous in that moment. You go to a mayyat, everybody's in a somber. Yeah, you also become like that. Automatically, you will come into good company. You will also become like that. They will be reciting Quran Sharif. You will feel like reciting Quran Sharif. They will be reading Nafal. They won't tell you read Nafal. They won't tell you do this. They won't tell you to. Automatically, it will just rub off onto you. Like I always say, that there's one glass of water. If you take it and put it on a stove, it's going to boil. The same glass of water you put in the fridge is going to become cold. The same glass of water you put it in the freezer is going to become ice. It's going to freeze. So the type of environment we are going to be in, that is what's going to become of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me with understanding. Shaykh-e-Kamil se jo hai mustaghni, paayega kaise zill-e-rahmani. That person who feels that he's independent, he doesn't need a sheikh. He doesn't need a leader. I can read books. I've got an understanding, like how I studied my set works in varsity and in school. I can read books, I can acquire knowledge, I can become, I can understand. That person who feels he's independent, he doesn't need anybody to guide him. He doesn't need a guide. How is he going to find the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shadow of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercies? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this the formula, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this the way, that from Sina Basina, Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala and Majma'in sat in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they took. Tabi'in sat in their company. Tabi'in sat. So it came down from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Sahaba, to Tabi'in, to Tabi'in, to the Salaf Salihin, to the Ulama'i Rabbaniyin. And it came down. Allah's made the system. So a person who feels that he doesn't need it and he'll tread his own way, then how is he going to find this fuyuz and this barakat and this mercy and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Faiz-e murshid ki ye karamat hai, koi rumi hai, koi khaqan hai. Look at the miracle of a sheikh, of a guide, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this system. Just look at it, that once, what was a person and what he became. We say that we were friends. We used to go fishing together, we used to go holidays together, we used to do this together. What has become? Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayh, when his colleagues asked him, that, listen, we sat in the same classroom. We studied the same kitabs from the same ustads. What became of you? And said, kutub bini ki. That while studying kitabs, I looked at the Ahlullah. I looked for them. And I stayed in their company. And automatically, it will rub off onto a person. Must rakhti hai saare alam se, dil mein ladzate darde pinhani. This love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes into the heart, to must rakhti hai saare alam se. Now a person won't bother about what is the price of gold, who's running the country, what is the, now he is in a different world. Now it's me and my Allah. Now let me go into the masjid, let me read some nafil namaz. Now I've got some spare, then let me go for 3 days in the jamaat. Let me do that. Always, now there's somebody in problem, let me go and assist him. Anything that will take a person closer, a person looks for investments in this world, he will look for the investments of the akhirah. And he will become independent of all the affairs and ma'amlat and dealings and things of this world. Kya halawat hai uske jeene mein, jisko milta hai jaam-e irfani. What sweetness there is in that person's life who gets this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ. In one word, three emphasis upon emphasis, stress upon stress. That person who is a believer, male or female, and does good, he realizes the purpose of his creation. He does what is needed of it, what is required of him. He doesn't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاتٌ طَيِّبًا. We will give him most certainly, definitely, without any doubt, we will give him a good life. So look at that person's life. What will, you just see, he's content all the time. Just happiness, everything, so to say, going right for him. So he is living a life, he may not be earning much materially, but the contentment of heart, like Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali said in another couplet, in another poem, that if this was something which could have been drilled out of the earth, like petrol, like diesel, like crude oil, etc., then the whole world would have come for it. But contentment of heart comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person will build his bond and ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this will come into the heart, and then the person will say, but what type of a life is God? Everything. So, maybe humble begin, maybe humble surroundings, humble environments, but what peace of mind he's got, what contentment, what obedient children he's got, what, you know, everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with it. Rang dekho to bazme arif ka, kaisi masti hai, kaisi jolani. Look at the majlis of the arifin. Really, this majlis is majlis of our Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuh. And all the Ahlullah, you look at the majalis. Well, just look at the car. Somebody's reading namaz. Somebody's now the shock of hifz came into his heart, and I started doing hifz. Somebody's somebody's reading tahajjud. Somebody's making khidmat of others. All this. This is the bazm, the congregation, the jamaat, the gatherings of the ahlullah. Rush karte hai ahle sahil sab, dekhkar mauj dil ki tughyani. That those people who are on the shores, so to say, on this. Outwardly, we'll say, they're in comfort. They've got everything. Look at the mansions they've got. Look at the cars they've got. Look at the businesses they've got. Look at the position they've got. Look at the high ranks they've got. Somebody's mayor, somebody's councillor, somebody's president. But that person who's got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, outwardly it may seem that he's just got a life, a small, ordinary person. But what, when people realize what he is, and what contentment of contentment of life he's got, that everybody envy him. That I wish, there's a person, you don't want to even take the name of the Kufaria, owner of a very big motor car company in the US. One time I was just looking at his workers out of the window when at tea time, tea break, somebody was playing ball, somebody was sleeping, somebody, he said, I'm prepared to give everything to be one of them. So when they see the Ahlullah, what life they've got. Our Shaykh has taught us, one time Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi Gangohi was in the country and they took him to the Kruger Park. There an Australian tourist lady, when she saw him, she said, if somebody had to tell me that this is God, I would have believed it. Where is Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi from? From India. Humble person. Where is she from? Australia. Tourist. Different religion, different culture, different background. But just seeing. So the whole world will envy that person who's got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. Rin paate hai khanqah se apne iman mein kaife ihsani. That an ordinary person, a sinner, when he'll come into the bazm, into the gathering of the ahlullah, into the khanqah, then he will find a different condition coming in his iman. Automatically he will come closer to Allah, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person will now put his head in his hands, say, oh Allah, 60 years of my life have gone, 70 years of my life, what did I do? Just like a dream, everything gone. Had I just prepared for Akhirah, had I just made effort. But still, it's never too late. Come in the company, and then you'll see what kaife ihsani, what freshness, how the iman will be refreshed, how it will be strengthened, how a person's bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come about. And then, Hazrat Allah alhamdulillah says, صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تاوانی. The last couplet, حضور اللہ رحمت اللہ علیہ سے, that just keeping in the company and the gatherings of the Ahlullah, the barakat of it, the blessings of it, حضور اللہ taking his own and say, oh اختر, what warmth has come into the heart. One time حضور اللہ رحمت اللہ علیہ was with his شیخ مولانا عبدالغنی بخلپوری رحمت اللہ علیہ, and مولانا عبدالغنی بخلپوری رحمت اللہ علیہ said, Hakim Akhtar, jalli aao, jalli aao. Naya ilm abhi nazil wa, so to say, wahi terminated with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up conditions on the Ahlullah. So just now Allah has inspired me with a different type of knowledge. He made tafsir of one of the ayat of Quran. So So when a person comes into the gatherings of the Ahlullah, different conditions come about. Without effort, a person is linked towards Allah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless it to me and to everybody.